In a news conference to confirm his candidacy, Gül said he was answering the call of the people. He said if elected, he will protect the secular constitution, separating state and religion.
Benim adaylığım bir şekilde meydanlara ve büyük bir kitleler tarafından.
He said my candidacy is based on the masses of people in the city and town squares, which have voiced their support for me. He said he thought deeply about this decision, but could not deny the people's wishes. During his first bid for presidency in April, opponents accused him of wanting to undermine the secular state, pointing to his leading role in previous Islamic parties. His candidacy caused a political crisis and resulted in last month's snap elections. His Justice and Development Party won the election. At his news conference, Gül stressed he is committed to the founding principles of the Republic.
Türkiye Cumhuriyeti demokratik, layık ve sosyal bir hukuk devletidir.
He said, my priority is to follow the Turkish constitution and its principles of secularism and the rule of law. My guide will always be upholding the constitution. Gül spent much of Tuesday meeting with opposition party leaders in an attempt to build support. Along with concerns about his Islamic political past, his wife is also an issue. She wears a religious headscarf, which is banned in many state buildings. Gül refused to answer questions about the issue, saying it will be addressed later. Political columnist Nuray Mert says Gül's candidacy could reopen divisions within Turkish society.
Everybody is looking forward for a second term, which is stable economically, but also politically. And for political stability, there must be a compromise and consensus on the issue of presidency.
It's widely reported that Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is not enthusiastic about Gül's candidacy. During the election campaign, he had promised to consult with all the political leaders and seek a consensus over who will be president. But political analysts say the Prime Minister could not resist pressure from his grassroots supporters and deputies backing Gül's candidacy. Since last month's election, the Prime Minister has been trying to repair divisions within Turkish society. Last week he chose a consensus candidate for the Speaker of Parliament. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.